The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. We're going to be talking about the Harbor Beach Harvest Festival coming up and some of the other activities that will be going on during that time as fundraisers and such. Our guest in the studio, Mary Lee Schock. She's told us she's with the Harbor Beach Community Chest, something new coming up in Harbor Beach, and also Clark Ramsey, sort of the voice of Harbor Beach.
Good morning, Craig.
Thanks for being with us, folks.
Good morning.
Big weekend coming up in Harbor Beach, I understand. You've got a harvest festival, and I assume that has to do with the harvest time and being festive.
You are, Craig. No, it's a big weekend coming up here for Harbor Beach. Obviously, the Harvest Festival has been going on for 17 years, I believe, now.
Yep.
And it's really turned into a beast of its own. We have, of course, the staple of it is the chili cook-off for the entire area. Last year, we had 18 entries, 18 different chilies you could try for a mere $2 or $1 with your Harbor Beach button. And 572 people tried out our chili across Harbor Beach. So that's obviously the staple of it, plus a whole lot more going on.
Yeah. It really starts Friday. Our football game is homecoming. Parade is
that
at
planned
yep,
out well.
Yeah, the parade is at 6 p.m. Should be really good this year. And then the football game against the Memphis Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
Now, do you supply them with some really hot chili to try and get them off their game?
Yeah, like the 1982 Rugby World Cup in New Zealand, exactly.
Just you know, here have some of our chili for our festival.
Yeah.
And they're just can't even, they're always drinking water and having to go back to the locker room.
Right. After that, you know, the football game is Friday night, and then early the next morning, I guess you'd call it 9 o'clock early, is our Harvest Paint 5K walk and run at Wagner Park. So people can get up and get going early.
Is that contained within the park, or do you travel further outside? That 5K sounds like you'd be going around the park several times.
There are some beautiful groomed trails at that park, enough to actually they run cross-country invitationals at that park, and we'll be using some of those trails for our 5K.
Now, Mary Lee, I'm correct in saying that this is kind of like the color runs you see in popular areas where you wear white and paint is thrown at you, or
correct.
Painted throughout the sky.
Color Run is actually a trademark name, so we can't say that, but it's called a Harvest Paint, and as you walk or run on the trails, there are people that have paint sprayers, and they'll be painting a non-toxic, washable off skin and hair. But any clothing that you wear does hold the paint, and that's the reason we're doing the white T-shirt. And it is a Harvest Paint T-shirt that they'll wear. So for $20, you can register for that. You really need to do it today. At least call the number on the registration form, and you can get that at our city site or our chamber site and let somebody know, because we're ordering more shirts today. Registration has increased a little bit, so we need to get your name and shirt size if you want to be guaranteed a shirt.
Does it have something written on it about the being part of that, that
yes
run?
It does, but it's simple. It's just Harvest Paint 5K Walk Run 2013. It's about the paint, so it's just a plain white shirt. If you can't get that registration, we can't guarantee shirts, and obviously you want to bring a white T-shirt on Saturday if you're a late register.
Yeah, so, a magic marker and just put a Harvest one
yep.
or whatever, and away you go.
It's not like other events where we can get you a shirt after the event, because you want to have a shirt on while you're running, walking, to get painted.
And then you can never wash it, or you'll lose some of the paint.
Actually, it will stay on the shirt.
It won't stay on you. It'll stay on the shirt.
Right.
How do they make that happen? I usually...
Dow Chemical has some wondrous products out there, Craig.
Because, you know, you can paint a house, and if you want to paint the brick, it'll peel off in a year. If you get a little splotch on there, it's there for 2,000 years. So I don't know how they make that happen.
Well, there's been a lot of concern, but Shelley Mossoff, who has worked with preschool kids and dealt with non-toxic paints where they put it on their hands and they do hand painting or foot painting and it washes right off. So be assured that it's safe.
And we thank that you did not come up with the Harvest Moon Run, because that could be a whole another problem that we don't want to have to deal with. But it sounds like an interesting thing, and Is there like something at the end? Who got the most paint? Who has the wildest T-shirt? That type of thing? Or
well, this is a fundraiser for our theater to upgrade our digital equipment. So we have snacks, refreshments. At the end, there'll be more paint, and it's really for fun.
You need to take like pictures of it, and then at the beginning, when you get the digital theater, you show how wonderful the colors are with it with their T-shirts.
For sure, there'll be pictures.
So we can count you in on Saturday, Craig?
That's 9 in the morning? Oh, gee, that's lunch. I'm sorry.
Yeah, for you especially. Yeah, so obviously it all starts on Friday with the homecoming parade, and then Saturday morning with the paint run down at Wagner Park just south of Harbor Beach. Beautiful. Actually, it's held the regional cross-country tournament for a good amount of time. Then, of course, is 11 o'clock is when the chili cook-off starts for downtown, brought to you by the Chamber as well as DTE Energy. And, you know, it's truly a cool event. I mean, you're walking through downtown. We've had absolutely great weather over the past few years, and especially it looks like the forecast is going to be great this weekend.
Even if it's cool and wet, you're going for chili.
You got it. You got
it. Any weather's perfect for chili this time of year.
So, I mean, it's really every place has a little bit different style chili. You think you'd get sick of chili, but you just want more and more.
Oh, there's
and more.
So many.
Is that what surprises people the most at these types of events that, you know, people come up with? Because there was one year we had the results of this, and one of them was like an Alfredo chili. I mean, it was white, and you don't think of chili as being anything but, you know, tomatoey.
Right. The white chicken chili has won a couple of different years, and it is, you know, it's great because everybody has a different take on chili, so none of them are the same.
Is there something basic to it that you have to call it chili? Is it just the seasoning, or because, I mean, you could come up, I could bring lasagna and say it's chili with noodles.
Actually, I don't think so. You just need to have a lot of chili, whatever your chili may be, because you need to have for maybe 600 taste testing judges coming through. It's only 2 ounces for each one, but it really adds up. Yeah, it's gallons of chili.
And these are at different spots around town, so you end up going to different businesses and that sponsor this chili type of thing?
Any merchant can enter a chili, and usually it's in their place of business. But if you're an individual, you can enter a chili also for $25. So we've had some that were not business owners that entered their chili. And
now, do you make the most funds on selling the bottled water? Gotta quench the fire.
You're stealing my idea here, Craig. Now, so how it all begins is, I mean, you have to pick up your judging form at the visitor center downtown, right next to the Murphy Museum, about a block south of the main light, and you register there, and then you get to be the judge of who gets to win. So you go around, and there's a map, and you go to all the other area vendors in the downtown area, all the way up to, I think, Subway is involved this year again, and you're walking through downtown, you're enjoying, there's live musicians, there's vendors all over with fresh vegetables, pies, all that sort of thing. And so really it's kind of it transforms the whole city into almost a walking farmer's market, which we of course have on tomorrow, Thursday, but Saturday is really, you know, so you walk around, you're getting your chili, you're enjoying yourself, and before you know it, the WLEW car giveaway starts at 1 o'clock.
There you go. Now, is there like a technique, because, you know, sometimes when you keep tasting things, they all start tasting the same. Is there a technique to clear your palate till you get to the next one? Because, you know, sometimes you get the first one, that's a big bang, and then the next one isn't, you know, you want to give everybody a fair shot. Is there a way to do that? Do you use crackers? Do you need something to just basically get yourself back to ground zero again?
Well, like any event like this, I think people spin off and do some other things, and yeah, some have had crackers, some have a little bit of cheese. They do some things that liven up their chili, and maybe a beverage.
I was going to suggest stopping at Smalley's Bar and Grill, but
well, then you can't figure out the form after a while. But yeah, but I mean, because, you know, you'd like to give everybody a fair chance, not just the first person you got to, which really hit you, and then the next time you go to the next place. And
I think for the key, being a judge myself, don't eat the whole 2 ounces because
that's the trick.
You know,
you're not full by the last one, and you're not enjoying it as much as you could.
Right, you'll get so full, because if you take 2 ounces times even 10, that's 20 ounces of chili already, which is a lot of chili.
Yeah,
so,
but you go to Smalley's and 20 ounces is nothing.
No, it's a lot of fun.
One thing you could do to break it up, of course, we have our pie contest going on simultaneously. The judging goes on at 10:30, but you are actually able to buy the entries for $3 each all throughout the day. That's at the Visitor's Center, and the winners of that will obviously be announced right away, so you'll be able to tell, you'll be able to taste the best pie out there. And I know we've had in the past some absolutely splendid, yes, I use splendid, pies out there.
And you have a panel of judges for this? This isn't like the chili where everybody takes a taste and goes around, because you'd have to have 25 pies.
It's a very holy event this year, apparently. Our judges this year are Pastor Mark Ryan, his wife Karen, as well as Pastor Dennis Caperi. So a lot of pastoral judging going on there. Whether, you know, you're in purgatory with whether you win or not, good question, but...
So you need to bring your divine entry.
Divine entry, yes.
Yeah. Good thing it's not cake, because devil's food would never make it.
No, really, I've purchased pie, mm-hmm. So the next best thing to being a judge, which would be the ultimate, is being able to buy the pie pieces after, which are really, really good. So never a bad pie.
Now, the pies and the chili... at the end of this, are like the recipes available? Because you get a great chili or a great pie, you're going to want to go home and make it. At least, share it with your family and friends. Does sometimes the winning ones end up giving out some of their secrets, or do they keep it for next year?
It varies. You know, the winner obviously gets the traveling trophy that's been bouncing around town for a few years. But sometimes they give them out, sometimes they don't. But what you can do is you can buy the Havreach Community Theater Cookbook, which most of these recipes are more than likely in because they submitted their entries. Ah. And that's only $10 available at the library all throughout town. And of course, that also goes for the Theater Digital Projector Initiative.
Okay, so if you find something you really like, there may be a way to replicate it at home.
Without a doubt, yes.
Right. And if you, like last year's winner was the Harbor Beach Community Hospital, and if you really, really like that recipe, I'm sure they would
sign
be willing
an
to.
Sign yourself an ER and...
Yeah, they would
give
like the recipe.
Were they like all smiles? Because everybody gets, a bad rap about hospital food.
No,
and
it
then
was
to
good.
Be the winner would just seem like, oh, yeah.
It's good for them.
So we have the chili, we have the pies, and we have the car giveaway that we do every year, and we're doing it here again in Harbor Beach during the Harvest Festival. Other things going on? This is an all-weekend or an all-Saturday affair?
It's pretty much all Saturday. We try and really pack it all in. We don't want to dilute our product, what we have going on over there in Harbor Beach on the east side on Saturday especially.
Well, and you have the problem this time of year that people have to get back to the city for school and stuff if they come up, and Sunday is more of a travel day, so you like to get it all done so they can do their thing too.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Harbor Beach every single weekend. I mean, especially with the amenities we have to offer, with the bike path running, north to south throughout town. It's still, the water is still plenty warm if you want to brave out onto the Lake Huron at this time. But
it's supposed to be 80 in a couple of days.
It is.
So,
it is.
Good kayaking.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
And by the way, let's talk about that for a second. The biakathon that went on in Harbor Beach about 2 months ago now, or a month and a half ago
August
now.
August 3rd, yeah.
August 3rd it went on. How many entries did we have, Mary Lee? You were in charge of that.
We had 20 entries. Some of them were team entries, but it turned out really well. I expect it to grow even more next time. We had perfect weather, and the race course was great. I think people really enjoyed themselves, and we made a little bit for the theater, so good event.
And if you're curious what a biakathon is, it's a triathlon. It's without getting wet. You bike, swim, or bike, kayak, and then run. So
you've never seen me kayak, so that is not getting wet. So not getting wet. So not.
No, but I mean, really, so most of the action's going on Saturday. The chili cook-off starts at 11 and ends up at 3:30, so you have about 4.5 hours to go through all the entries. As of Monday, we had 16 entries. But they're still coming in, so plenty of chili to go around. And then WIW truck drawing starts at 1 until we give away the show truck, 1976 cherry red F-150.
Show truck, yep, we give it away. Even if the first round doesn't produce a winner, we have the second round chance. They take another key and away they go.
I'm being told the truck will be in the Harbor Beach homecoming parade on Friday. So you get one last chance to look at it.
There you go.
And then on the Murphy grounds, that's where the giveaway is.
Yep,
so.
Right next to the Visitor Center. So all going on downtown Harbor Beach. Of course, another event coming up in Harbor Beach. In the years past, the Chamber of Commerce has always put on like a Christmas open house where all of the businesses are open late. What they're doing this year is they're calling them Small Town Saturdays. You're supposed to shop small and not at the mall. And so kind of support the area vendors. It's going on something. There's an event going on every single Saturday starting November 23rd through the 21st of December. So that's kind of a new idea going on. There's, you know, pictures with your pet, special holiday shopping deals. We're selling Sky Lanterns, and of course that's surrounding the Harbor Beach Christmas Parade on December 7th. We did the event last year called Light the Lamp, and it's going to happen again this year after the Christmas Parade on December 7th, Saturday in Harbor Beach. And last year we lit about 190 Sky Lanterns into the beautiful night sky. We couldn't have better weather last year. We're hoping for the same this year, although sometimes we have to send the salt truck down before the parade starts. But
Is this an important time of year for businesses in Harbor Beach? I mean, you have the summer tourist season, but I think a lot of towns along the lake are looking to expand that further out. You may not attract as many, you know, weekly tourists, but if you have events coming up and they've got a cabin nearby or something, it seems like a perfect opportunity until, you know, you just can't count on the weather anymore around here.
Yeah, I was in Gaylord, Michigan this past Saturday for the WIW Sports Game of the Week with Harbor Beach Menominee. And what we noticed was the town was, they had a big farmer's market going on that Saturday. The whole downtown was really a lot of going on. Because what you find right now is, you know, we're between that lull of summer and hunting season. So, you know, the businesses start to kind of really notice that everything's going down. You're seeing your season-end sales, I should say. But it's really, it's not a make or break, but it's definitely a, you can definitely pad your back on that one, that, you know, it makes the winter a little bit easier for you by having these events downtown, by supporting your hometown, by having a lot of events going on. You're building culture in your town the whole time.
I think fall is a gorgeous time of year in Michigan, and especially this year, you know, our crops are just abundant. You drive around, you see apples and pears on trees hanging that you probably didn't notice before, but the farmers markets have really brought people into communities, and we're no different. You know, we've got that farmers market tomorrow, and I think it gives people a chance to come together and buy fresh fruits, vegetables, and things. Even yesterday was canning grapes. They were part of Ted Falkenberg.
Isn't that called wine?
No, it was grape jelly, but from the farmers market. And I think if that can bring communities together, so be it.
80-proof grape jelly?
I have to give it a little more time.
Oh,
yeah.
I just did hear that they are making now a peanut butter that has beer-based.
Oh.
So now you can get schlackered with your schlacker.
Wow. So peanut butter and grape jelly?
You never know.
Mmm. Yum.
Can't wait to see what Reese's does with it.
They're addicting for a reason.
Do you find after the main Memorial Day to Labor Day, that the events you have are gearing more and more to the locals, to the county, and because people don't travel as far?
That's what we started out with the thought of. What we found is there's a lot of people up from St. Clair, northern metro Detroit, that have found out about these events because whether it's through family or they were just having me driving through town randomly and saw what was going on. It started to grow a little bit more, especially with our at North Park and down right in Harbor Beach. We have two Halloween camping weekends. The reason we have two Halloween camp weekends is because the campground sold out immediately for the first camp Halloween weekend. You can go trick-or-treating right in the park, so it happens actually 2 weeks now. And that draws anyone from Grand Rapids, St. Ignace, Detroit, Ohio, Cleveland, anywhere. So it started out local, and that was our thought, and then it started just to kind of take off like wildfire.
Was that North Park?
North Park, right North Park. By the marina in Harbor Beach.
That's a rather large park to sell out.
Yeah, about 100.
Off-season.
160-some slips, spots in that campground that sold out immediately. So,
campers, though, do tend to be a close-knit community. I mean, and they wouldn't have as much, you know, problems going into a different community and letting their kids trick-or-treat around there as they would if, They were just going door to door in a town they don't know. Camping seems to draw them together somehow.
And what's nice about that trick-or-treating time is, you know, you always have the fear of when you're trick-or-treating through town, there's cars, there's a lot of vehicles driving around, a lot of kids not noticing where it is. In North Park, it's kind of a free-for-all. You know, there's no vehicles running or driving around. It's just lots and lots of kids. And I'm always amazed how many children we have in our town.
Yeah. I mean, it's really cut down on the amount of traffic, I think, on Halloween, you know, and the nighttime. And I know they try to do it earlier and earlier so that it's still light out when they do it for safety reasons. But I see entire families, generations at the campground. You know, grandma and grandpa bring their camper and their kids and the grandkids and aunts and uncles, and they spend that weekend. They love it.
And Clark, you don't go there dressed up as the candy inspector, do you? Kit Kats, they're suspicious. I'll have to keep those.
Well, you know, there are my limitations, what I can and cannot do. So.
Oh, I didn't think there were any.
With the shoes I'm wearing today, I probably could get away with it.
The way you're dressed today, you just don't even need a mask. You're good to go.
Wow.
It's all right. I'm used to it. Okay. No bow tie today, so we're good.
You gonna break out and tap dance?
Now, is that second weekend still got some avails, or is that?
Oh, without a doubt. So it's packed.
They're all both packed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wagner also Park has a Halloween weekend, and it's the same weekend as our Harvest Paint, so they'll be very busy also.
Terrific. And how are you doing on the theater? I understand you're working towards raising a certain amount of money so you can actually buy the equipment or pay for it if it's already kind of ordered, and so you're going to at least need to be able to cut them a partial check. So is it working out?
Well? Fundraising is going really well. The thing about Harbor Beach is you really don't even have to ask anybody, you know, to help. They come forward and say, "Hey, we want to do a card tournament, or we want to do this." To raise funds. We still have t-shirts that were designed. We had a design contest, and a senior at the time, Brianna Partika, her design was chosen, and that's on shirts. T-shirts can be purchased locally at We Sell Stuff or the library. They're $10, and proceeds go to that. Cookbooks, as Clark had said, are available at many businesses in town. But we're doing well. I think by the end of this year, at least one company will no longer have reel-to-reel for us to purchase. They'll have only digital. We're still pushing and trying to get there. So hopefully it'll be, the upgrade will include 3D, which will be pretty unique for our area.
And what's impressive is when we really started this really hardcore fundraising was pretty much January, February, right in that time frame. And at the time, we had $0. As about a month ago, we had $35,000 we already raised, and our goal is around $60,000. So we're over halfway, and we've got a few more fish in the pond we still need to catch. But
you're about 1D right now.
We're 1D, yeah. Yeah. But we're starting a internet campaign quickly here, and I'm creating a short film as kind of a source of information for that fundraiser. And I wanted to film the actual projector up there, which was the first time I actually saw the projector in action. You know, and with going digital, it's a great picture, but we're really losing an art form of how to put a movie on. What they do in Harbor Beach is absolutely old school. There's actually two projectors up there in 45-minute reels, and then they switch over to the other one. And to watch this in process...
In the old days, you had to look for that little circle in the corner.
Little red dot.
Which meant you had like 10 seconds before the thing, and then there'd be a blip, and then you had to hit the other machine, so it was seamless.
Exactly.
And usually they tried to do a little scene shift at that point, so it was kind of smooth.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they didn't hit it quite right. There'd be this little gap, and people would be like, what's going on? Oh, there's a movie.
Yeah, and it was... I'm still just dumbfounded at how... intricate and you know how well they were at doing it. It was like you said, seamless. But if I tried it, there'd be no more movies.
I had heard stories where somebody used to put a penny in there, and when it would drop, they'd know to hit the next one. There was all kinds of tricks that I don't know if they're urban legends or something, but I had heard all of these stories in years past.
Yeah, it's just very, very neat to see in action, and when I did that, I really got to see all the nook and crannies of the theater, and you really get to see its character when you're filming like that. You're looking for those small things, and it just, I just keep finding more and more things that are so cool about that theater, and it just really just blows you away that back in 1927, someone thought of all these things that it was necessary to put into this building, and we're, that's our goal, is just to keep it rolling right now. So 3D is the new thing. You know, we're going the best of the best. If we're going to fundraise, we're going to fundraise right. And we're well on our way, and we always appreciate any support anyone's willing to give, because it's going to, it takes a town to raise a child, and it's going to take a town to bring this projector.
I think the arts are important, especially in Harbor Beach, and I'm sure around the county it is too, but, you know, that's part of our culture. And Clark, you yourself, the arts are very, very important, and keeping that and retaining that, not just the music, but the theater. And it's, that building is still used for so many things. So we really want to maintain it and continue to have that for our community. So,
does the digital projector expand the capabilities of the theater as to what they can do? Can you, you know, if you have, say, a company and they need to show a big group of people a video, you could upscale it through the machinery and, you know, pack a theater, that type of thing. Is that stuff possible with this?
Without a doubt. That's what I'm most excited about it, because I obviously utilize the theater in a little different capacity than what normal people do in the realm of my Harbor Beach Game Show series every May.
Clark, you do everything in a little realm a little different than most people. But that's a whole nother show.
That's what you're going to get with Clark Ramsey. But so, I mean, we're really pushing the boundaries of the theater when it comes to that game show. And right now, I actually donated a high-def projector, as in like a home cinema style, too, so we could have high-def this past year. But we can tap into the new projector in any realm we would need. We could go into the sound system. It literally allows us to utilize that as the main projector for other events. Like when we had our city council meeting there in May, June, we could have utilized that because we put stuff up in the projector while the meeting was going on. And it's really going to up the ante for every type of event that's going on there, just because you're watching the state-of-the-art technology on that screen. You can use it for videos. You could use it for short films. You could use it for essay readers. You could do whatever you really need to do with it. So it really opens up a lot more avenues for the theater as far as hosting things, whether it's magicians, game shows, or anything in between.
It's still the typical, though, front projector. It doesn't project from the back.
Oh yeah,
it's typical onto the screen. It's not a backlit type of thing.
And what I found was so cool when I was up in the projector room, you're up there and you don't realize how big the theater is until you're up in that small room, but the theater was built before really movies were mainstream, so that when they had to do the current projector in there, they actually had to bust through the brick wall. So it's this chiseled out window is where the projector goes through. Obviously, that'll be updated when we get the new projector, but I was just baffled that the building is so old they actually had to retrofit the building so movies could be shown in it. So that's kind of cool.
It's like the old things where it looks like an outline of a person because they're too big to go through the doorway. You had to do that for the projector.
Exactly.
But there's also, is there also caps up there and stuff where you have lights for when you actually did productions on there? You know, there's you got lighting and I don't know what they call them, but you got to put the gels in and everything else to get everything proper. So there's other things up there that have to be dealt with, too.
Yeah, on the edge of the balcony, actually, that balcony is very unique in the form that there's no supports coming down to the floor.
Cantilevered?
I guess you could say that. It's all strung by intense wire. Ah. So like it's an old-fashioned balcony, and that's where all the lights are, and that's where we're utilizing more and more lights for the game show especially. So, you know, that's one thing, though, is with the way the building was built, it's such a steep balcony that everyone has a front row seat, but also the lights aren't in the way. So it's pretty cool in that realm.
We have another event coming up, and I'm sure, Clark, you'll probably be a part of that, but the Lakeshore Guardian is doing a presentation in November, and some of that may be utilized by the presenters. Lakeshore Guardian is sponsoring it, and it is, she's come up with rails, sails, and pirate tales.
Ah.
She has local authors and artists coming in, T.J. Gaffney, Robert McGreevy, and John Heidke. And that's Sunday, November 24th at 2 p.m. at the theater. And it's to promote, again, you know, our digital program. And it's $10 to get in. And these three are great. And they'll be bringing artifacts and things that will enhance the presentation. And I'm guessing that probably our projector will be used for a number of things for that presentation.
Now, the projector, is that already in, or is that something
no.
that you have, they want you to pony up the dough first?
Yeah, that's typically how Business America works.
Well, I mean, but you know, sometimes it's, you know, so much down and so much a month, you know, if you want to stretch her out a bit.
I unfortunately missed the last
Clark
meeting,
so. I figured Clark could just pull his visa out and do that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're right, Craig.
We're a unique theater in that no other library, see, it's the district library building. Mm-hmm. And no other one exists like ours does. And we kind of have a grandfather clause where we're allowed to have a theater in a district library building. So I'm sure the library board would not pay the, you know,
A business could get a loan and they just deal with that.
Right.
Whereas you are a nonprofit type of entity and you just can't incur that kind of debt without being assured it's going to be able to be paid.
Yeah, I've started to go to the movies more and more just because, I mean, I was one of them where I would rather watch it on Netflix because it was convenient. But when you go to the silver screen, you know, it's... I was actually amazed. I went and saw the new Pixar's movie, Planes. And I was surprised because I said, this, you know, especially doing so much research with the new projectors and digital and high def and, you know, Blu-ray and all this sort of thing, I was amazed how clear it was. And I started wondering, how much clear are we just going to be blown away by the clarity of the new projector? Because, I mean, you go to the theater right now, you really won't tell much except for the hardware behind it. You know, you hear, you know, everything that goes into it. And, you know, the presentation is only going to get that much more in it, especially at such a reasonable cost. You know, HeartReach is one of the cheapest, if not most cost-effective theaters in the whole state. So
cost-effective sounds better.
That's right. Cost-effective. That's an insurance term there, Craig.
Okay.
But the event going on, obviously, like Mary Lee was talking, November 24th, you know, Sails, Rails, and Pirate Tales. They're going to be talking about the Thumary Railroads, the Pierre Marquette Rail System, the Great Storm of 1913, featuring the Howard M. Hanna that went down in the freighter, which is actually stranded out by Port Austin. And, of course, the famed Pirate Tales of the Great Lakes region.
Now, is that part of Thanksgiving weekend? Or is that before?
That's the weekend before. I had to look this up last night. It'd be the state semifinal weekend for football.
Okay.
So Thanksgiving weekend would technically be the 30th, which Michigan State plays Minnesota. That's how I go off my weekends in the fall.
That's his calendar.
Yep.
but that's something around the holidays that you can start planning for.
Right. Right.
So there's a lot going on.
Do you have a target date to get this in? I mean, you were talking that, you know, starting at a certain point later this year, one of your sources won't be available in regular,
reel-to-reel.
35 millimeter reel-to-reel, yeah. So, you know, we'll the general public really won't see a difference in the style of movies that HeartReach is showing.
You just may have to make sure the selections you make will be available.
Correct.
Because of the, until you get a system that can handle anything.
And that's a minor issue, you know, that people go to the movies because it's a movie. It's not because, unless it's the new Batman or something, which Ben Affleck's going to be in, you know, it's a very unique situation that HeartReach is in, and they'll succeed at because, you know, you put your mind to it and it'll get done. My estimate, I missed the last meeting, unfortunately, so I don't know exactly the true timeline of this, but I would say January, February, you'd start to see a lot of pieces fall together.
Okay. You know, maintaining...
And that's a lot in a year for a small community.
Oh, it's
huge. If you think about it, that's a lot for a small community to pull together in just 1 year's time.
Right. But it is something that we're proud of, and to try to maintain those new release movies, you know, once we can't do that, if we're not able to do that, you know, attendance will drop. It won't be good, so.
So again, that's way in the offing. This weekend, time and place to be is Harbor Beach, starting Friday night for the football game, for the parade, and all the way into the chili and the pies and the car giveaways on Saturdays.
You got it, Craig.
And
Then, of course, we have that going on this weekend. Then, of course, you know, leads into the November events. And then we have the Christmas parade on December 7th. And then we go on from there with our Small Town Saturdays. And really the best place to check all of your events going on is harborbeachchamber.com or harborbeach.com, or go on Facebook and search Harbor Beach, or add me on as a friend or whatever you want to do, because I'm always looking for a new friend. But it's there's a lot of different avenues you can go. Just basically search Harbor Beach and something will pop. There's always something going on in our small town community we call Harbor Beach.
I appreciate you coming out today, and I hope you get a good turnout. I hope you have plenty of heartburn medicine available on Saturday for those who are just not quite used to chili. And we should say that there's probably chili for everybody. People who like it really hot and people who like it a little tamer.
Yeah, you see kids go through who are about age 6, and that when I was 6 years old, I did not like chili. But they're still tasting it, and they always find something that they like.
If nothing else, there's also ice cream in Harbor Beach. I think we have 3 or 4 places that are hand dipping ice cream, so you can cool yourself off with a little ice cream.
Terrific. It's all this weekend, Friday night, Saturday, and a place to be is Harbor Beach. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you,
Thank
Craig.
You.
Our guests today in the studio have been Mary Lee Schock, the Harbor Beach Community Chest, and Clark Ramsey, Mr. Harbor Beach. I think he has the sash and everything.
Self-proclaimed, I think.
Again, the Harvest Festival this weekend in Harbor Beach. Coming up the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.